Jaden has some handouts for you. I hope this will help so you can follow along with today's parasha. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Zav Parasha. It's Leviticus, and it just simply means command. Exodus kind of showed us the way that Israel damages the relationship with God. They continuously moaned about the journey and ultimately betrayed God at Mount Sinai with the calf. And the commandments, the tablets were broken, but recreated. The book of Leviticus, in fact, the entire Bible shows us how God is determined to solve the problem of this damage here that's been done. God wants to live among his people, even after we break promises and go astray. So let us review a little bit. We were talking last time about how heaven and earth were separated at the, in Genesis, and how God is trying to find this overlap here, this union between heaven and earth. And so when we look at this union between heaven and earth, we have to talk about the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. So if we look at the beginning of Leviticus, it begins by saying, "The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting." We must understand that God is Kodesh, holy. And so to enter into his presence, it requires us to be, you know, holy and clean, pure. And so Moses here is not even able to approach the tent of meeting because of just God's presence being there. So, Leviticus is structured in a very symmetrical way here. First of all, if you look at the beginning and ending of Leviticus, we have the rituals. Could we adjust that? Yes, they are white. Simply zoom in a little bit. Just zoom in a little bit, and it'll... And then we'll run it back out later. Very good. All right. Again, so the beginning and end are rituals, and then that's followed by the requirements for the priest. And then after that, we have the purity requirements for Israel. And then right in the middle of Leviticus, we have the... Day of Atonement, which completes the whole process here. So, this parasha that we're covering pretty much covers the rituals and the priest ordination. So, let's get into this a little bit. What we're going to do is begin with the offerings. And this is how this parasha begins. And he breaks it apart. Going through each one, I wish I could go through it in more detail, but let's just kind of get an overview. First of all, there's the burnt offering. And this was a daily sin offering associated mostly with the fall in Genesis. And it's interesting that in Genesis, if we recall that, in order to clothe Adam and Eve, he had to sacrifice an animal, right? And so this is a daily offering. And what's interesting in this is that the skin was not to be part of any offering. And in fact, the skins were given to the priest here. So it really connects well there. The next one is the grain offering. And it's a... more of a voluntary offering. It's a food offering that was offered, an aroma that was pleasing to the Lord when you offered this particular offering. Then, oops, let me go back. I'm not quite there yet. Then there's the sin offering. This was a blood offering that was holy to the Lord. It not only atoned for sin, but it was also a purification offering. This is the offering that we often associate with Yeshua, who became the acceptable offering, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Then we have the guilt offering. This is associated with mostly restitution and repayment for having done wrong to somebody. It was very similar to a sin offering, had many of the same requirements, except in this offering, it often included a monetary value associated with that. The fellowship offering was often called peace offering, a vow, a free will offering, a wave offering. Anyone could present that as long as you were acceptable, you were pure, gone through that process. And the priest making these offerings would often, they would receive a portion. The person offering the offering would receive a portion, and the Lord would receive a portion. With different offerings in place, we could begin the ordination process of the priest. What I wanted to say, well, let me get to it in a little bit. The offerings, so often we just think we're bringing animals to the temple and we're completely burning them, you know, on the altar. And this is really not the case. The offerings were brought and often divided between what was being offered and the priest. Some of these were, usually it was the sin offering, which was completely burnt, but many of these were not. So now everything's in place. The Lord has put into place everything now to purify Aaron and his sons so they could begin the process of ordination. And first of all, Moses properly clothed them and then anointed them with oil and made the burnt offering, the daily offering that we talked about. Then the ordination offering of a ram was made along with a grain offering, and this was very common that these two would come together. And then a portion of that offering was given to Aaron and his sons for food. That would be food for them for the next 7 days as they sat at the entrance of the tabernacle. So 7 days they were to spend here at the entrance. And that's kind of where this parsha leaves off. Kind of a spoiler alert here. Did this ordination work? Well, it's interesting to go to the beginning of the book of Numbers, which is the next book we're covering. It starts out and says, "The Lord spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting." So after Leviticus, Moses was able to enter into the tabernacle, and Aaron and his sons were able to enter in. And so we have many many things to cover here in Leviticus first before we get there. We have Passover coming. And so I wanted to just mention a little bit about the Passover lamb. The lamb was an offering made as a festival offering. And it was one of those offerings that was not consumed by the fire on the altar. The lamb was brought to the temple, and if it was acceptable, it would be sacrificed. And I wanted to use the word dressed because some of you know who hunt know what that means, but I think children might get the wrong idea about dressing the lamb. So it was prepared, all right, for the person offering the lamb to take it back to their home, and then prepare the lamb for the meal. This is what the Passover lamb was about. And this is what we often associate with Yeshua. So I just wanted to be clear on that, so that way we have a good idea. All right. It's important to know these things. First, sacrifices and offerings were not completely burnt. Some were portioned out between the Lord, the priest, and the one making the offering. In fact, if you think about it, the priest probably became some of the best barbecuers ever just by pure repetition, right? They knew how to prepare the sacrifice. And so it must have been awesome to have live in a generation where you could come before the Lord and share this. But remember also from Hosea, God desires mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgement rather than burnt offerings. Trust the Lord's plan for us. Yeshua said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Shabbat shalom.